Focus on flowers.
Andrea Wolf writes that the cradle of the environmental movement did not lie in the mid-19th century with men like Henry David Thoreau, but in the 18th century, and it can be traced back to the birth of the nation and the founding fathers. The protection of the environment, James Madison said in a widely circulated speech, was essential to the survival of the United States. Madison did not suggest living in misty-eyed harmony with nature, but living off it in the long term. Benjamin Franklin said, "Agriculture is the great source of wealth and plenty," and the other founding fathers shared this belief. America's endless horizons, fertile soil, and floral abundance became the perfect articulation of a distinct national identity, of a country that was young and strong. The colonists' reliance on agriculture made it possible for them to be self-sufficient. The colonies were Britain's greatest export market, but they could boycott her exports if they could succeed with cash crops like tobacco, rice, and indigo. Ornamental plants, landscapes, vegetable plots, and forests were central in the lives of the colonists, and native species became patriotic symbols. The nation was established by farmers and gardeners, as it was, of course, an agrarian society. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Andrea Wolf's perspective. Follow updates from Focus on Flowers and share insights with your fellow gardeners on our Facebook page. Just search for Focus on Flowers.